Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Straight Talk with Stan Macklin. We're so glad that you tune into today's broadcast, and I tell you, we got an exciting program today. We're going to be talking about several things, and we want you not to miss out on any of it. And as a matter of fact, go to your friends, your relatives, your neighbors, let them know that Straight Talk is on the air with Stan Macklin, and feel free to give them the number, which is 347-850-1598. That's 347-850-1598. And we're going to have an exciting program today. If you want to call, this is not a one-way street. It's an opportunity for us. So wherever you are, don't feel like you have to just to be a listener. You can be a participator. You can participate. And our radio technician will definitely chime you in. So 347-850-1598 is the number. Well, today we're going to be talking about several things. There's so much happening on the scope in terms of current events. I don't know where to begin. But I'll try to dive in and talk about several things that confront us. We'll be talking about these, some things we'll be talking today. We'll be talking about that tremendous election night. The results are in, and by now you know, one, in Indiana, on the Republican side as well as the Democratic side, and we'll be talking about that. And we'll also be talking about the Flint water crisis. That's also is a situation. President Obama is going to make a visit. And who do you think was responsible for him coming? We're going to talk about it. It'd be amazing for you to find out who that person was that influenced him. And also, we got some special guests in the studio with us today who are went through the Empowerment Reentry Program, and now they're productive, constructive members of a brand new program called Community Ambassadors, and we'll be hearing from them direct shortly after we kind of talk about some current events. So we're excited, and we do want to encourage you to, again, tell your friends, your neighbors, your relatives. Straight Talk is on the air with Stan Macklin, 347-850-1598, and here we go. Well, what do you think about the election night? The results are in. And yes, Donald Trump, he trumped. I mean, he trumped. He did. And you say that with pride. Well, it's not necessarily pride because I don't really support the man, but it's a fact. He trumped. It was unfortunate for him. This man seemed to be a fighter all the way tooth and nail. And what he finally did was he suspended his campaign. Can you believe it? He did. Yes. Iron, no grit, true grit, I guess you could say, Ted Cruz suspended his campaign. And it looks like Trump is on his way to clinch the nomination. What does that mean, that he and Hillary will be going heads up this November? I think so, unless there's some undisclosed, fantastic way of dethroning him. But it seems like he's unstoppable. And, of course, he will be most likely the presumptuous nominee. Ted Cruz, I don't know what he's going to do. He did a little ploy. He tried to have nominee mentioned, which was Carly Fiorina, and that didn't go anywhere at all. But it's by the wayside now. You know, and on the Democratic side, look what happened. Bernie Sanders, what does the young people say? Let it burn. Feel the burn. Well, she felt the burn because he squeezed into victory by winning in Indiana. And he has vowed that he's going to fight all the way to the Democratic nomination there. I think there's something to be said about the campaign that Bernie Sanders is running. Why is it that he's got so many young people that are supporting him? I don't know. Maybe he's a man with a message. But anyway, Hillary Clinton still seems to be on the sure, straight path to clinching the nomination. She seems to be going all the way. So is it inedible? It looks like it. Versus Hillary Clinton. You know, this is really something. Trump is a complete outsider. Yes, didn't become a part of the Republican Party register, that is, until 2012. And here he is now, the front runner, who has won the nomination, it seems like. And he'll be going heads up with Hillary. Hillary is on tap to become the first woman nominee in the history of the Democratic Party. Perhaps the first woman president. It's going to be something. I'm going to give you a prediction. I predict it's going to be downright ugly. Ugly and raw. Trump doesn't pull any punches. The guy just says whatever comes out of his mind, out of his head. And Hillary, there's so many things, ways you can go with that. I'm not taking nothing from her. She's well-versed. She is well-experienced. But this is going to be one contest to watch. It sure is. So stay tuned. It's not over with. Cleveland is, and we'll see what plays out there as well as in the Democratic situation. And poor Ted Cruz, he had to take his marbles and go home, but that's the way it goes. Another interesting event, the Flint water crisis. That is a mess. That's a mess. How in the world could those officials, I mean from the state to the local, allow those people to be drinking contaminated, nasty, filthy water like that? I tell you, they need to be held responsible. Anybody that is in government and allows something like that happen needs to be held accountable for it. And yes, there should be some heads that are rolling because of that inaccurate situation with the lead pipes. It's just uncalled for. You can give those Flintonians all the bottled water you want, but that's not enough. They need some clean water. And I'm not talking about that filthy water there in Flint. But, Kay, there's a bright side. President Obama is going there himself. He's going there to make a visit. And do you believe, do you not know who was responsible for him coming? Can you guess? No. Yes. A little bitty girl. She wrote a letter and said, "Mr. President, would you please come and help us here? I got a rash from the water, and I should not have to be drinking water like that." Her name is Amanda. Yes. Yes, I tell you, this is something. Tell me that how a little girl can't break the heart of a man or a father. He's a father. He has two young girls himself. He's going, and I hope he meets her. I hope he greets her. She's a little advocate. Advocating for the Flintonians about clean water. And this is going to happen. And this is amazing. Well, there's so much that's going on in the news that we could talk about. Can't never talk about enough that's in the news. But I tell you what, I have with me today three young men soon we want to see the program to expand where it has some women in it. But right now, it's who it is, what it is. It's a program that's called Community Ambassadors. They're working in represented nexus to the community in conjunction with the Harriet Tubman Cultural Center. At least three young men are graduates of the Empowerment Reentry Program, and now they have made the reentry on the outside, and they're here with us today, and we're going to be talking with them, and we have with us, and I'm going to be introducing them to you, Sean Barber, Lance Brooks, and Jeffrey Mungo. And so these men are with us, and the question I'm going to open up with you to share with our listening audience is, why is this program that you gentlemen are the first of and the recipients of, why is a program like this so important concerning an individual in terms of reentry into the community and providing structure? We're going to start here with Shan. You, Barbara, you met him a couple weeks ago. I think it was episode number 80. But he's going to share it, and we'll come around and we'll talk with the rest of the other young men. Shan, Barbara, introduce yourself and tell our audience why this program is so important.
Hey, how y'all doing? I'm Shan Barbara. Well, I believe this program is important. It shows people different ways of living, shows them steps away to go about better living. And you know, people see me with his results, so. I mean, you can follow it. I mean, it should improve. It's obvious itself.
And we also have Jeff Mungo. And Jeff is our newest person. And, Jeff, why is a program like this helpful to you?
A program like this helps me to get out and stay busy and stay focused. And it helps you to encourage other people to do the same thing. And then gives us a chance to give back to the community for all the things that we might have done.
Okay. And we also have with us Lance Brooks. And Lance is also new. And Lance has kind of been in and out of the system. But Lance, speak to the fact why a program like this has been helpful to you.
Yeah, hello, this is Lance Brooks. This program is effective in my life because it's a program to give back. If you see what it is, a community ambassador is somebody who's speaking out for the community. So it's important that I go play my part in the community to better uplift this program. It's sort of like I'm the lead man. Me and my buddies here, we're the lead man, and we got to make the program work and make it work right. Thank you.
Now, you gentlemen, tell us about this. I see you're wearing shirts that say Labrie. That's a Spanish word, Labrie. What does that mean? Tell somebody in the audience.
It means free in Spanish.
And it also says Labrie by Nexus. Who would like to explain about what Nexus is and what does it mean to represent Nexus in the community?
Yeah, this is Lance Brooks talking again. Nexus is a program that basically started this empowerment and all these programs for us, but their main thing is dealing with GPS systems. They deal with a lot of foreign countries. They help people that's doing bad, that's really hurting. They actually go out there and take care of them, get them out on bond, give them food. They also got a program like that downtown here in Harrisonburg, just trying to help people do the right thing. The thing is, when you get out, you still got to do the right thing and be a productive citizen instead of one is not. Thank you.
Now, I know Mr. Dunneman, who is one of the owners or CEO of Nexus Corporation with their home office, corporate office in Verona, is very concerned about this community ambassador program. As a matter of fact, it is his vision. It is his opportunity to show the community that these community pastors can be there to make a difference in terms of their own personal life. Where does the Harriet Tubman Cultural Center comes in the midst of this here?
Okay, I'm Shane Barber speaking again. The Harriet Tubman comes in, well, Nexus is overseeing this new program with the Harriet Tubman and the structure. So we're really based out of the Harriet Tubman Center, but we're also working with Nexus too.
And you're in the community wearing your shirts and so forth. The shirt is definitely an identity of your representing the community as a community ambassador. You mentioned about structure. Structure seems to be very important. It's important in society, period. If a person doesn't know how to structure themselves, organize themselves, they're disorganized, they're not focused. Why is it this time, why is it that a structure is so important to you and needing a structure in your life?
I mean, structures, this is Lance Brooks again. Structure is important because if you don't have no structure, you got no balance. If you ain't got no balance, you got no motive. So the program, it basically touches all grounds on how to be a productive citizen, meaning a real productive citizen, somebody who's doing the right thing. That's where the structure comes in this program.
So you see, structure makes a difference. And the structure that we seek to provide is a structure where being on time, having a reasonable attitude, doing what you ask, not necessarily told, you can't tell a grown person what to do, but, you know, one of the things is when men come out of the system into society, they have basically probation over their head, and violations will send you right back. Recidivism is real. It's real. It's designed, keeping it real, to get you back in there because it's all about cash flow. And these men, we think that having a viable opportunities to make a difference in your own life is very important to yourself and to others. Jeff, tell the listening audience why you want to be an example to your family and to other young men.
This is Jeff Mongo again. Growing up, my dad was incarcerated in and out most of my life, so when I went in there and see my son in there, it made me want to help for him to never feel the same pain I had to go through. So I just want to do the best I can for my family and provide an example for him to look up to.
Well, thank you. Sure. We all need an example in our life. It's so important. It's so important, and we want to commend you for the excuse me. I want to commend you for the opportunity it is to make a difference in your life. And we just want to say that to those of you that are listening and you've heard these men, would you sincerely pray for these men? Would you also pray for the Harriet Tubman Cultural Center working in conjunction with Nexus to keep these men focused and to help them to have a solid structure and foundation in their life? I really believe that this time it's really an opportunity. And when you see them around the community, those of you that are within the this region, let them know that you appreciate them and that they're in your thoughts and your prayers, because we all need a helping hand to be headed in the right direction, and this is just so important. And I'm just so glad to be able to work with these young men, not only on the inside, but now on the outside. And it can't do anything but get better and better, because many of the men that I'm talking to, they're asking for your prayers and they're asking for your help and your cooperation. Even on today when I was teaching a class, within the Rockingham County, Harrisonburg Rockingham County Regional Jail, which is in our area, the men were talking about the need for substance abuse training on the inside. and that a lot of these men have issues with substance abuse, such as heroin addiction and meth addiction, and they are just crying out. And so, you know, you don't just toss a person in a situation and just let them work it out on their own. It don't happen like that. Time is real, and they need assistance to be able to make a difference. And we want to be able to stand with them to be able to see that difference come forth in their life. And I believe it can happen in a powerful way, in a powerful way. So we're just so glad to be able to be here today. And again, thank you, man. And a parting word of what would you say, again, to the audience about this program, and what would you just like to say your closing thoughts to the listening audience, each of you, starting with Mr. Brooks?
Yeah, this is Lance Brooks again. First, I'd like to thank God. Then I'd like to thank Mr. Stan Macklin and then Mr. Donovan for this putting their dream in motion, because without their envision of this program, it wouldn't have happened. So you got two men that's actually striving to make this better for us. So I'd like to thank them. And the program is going to be great because we're going to make it great.
This is Shane Barber speaking again. I want to say thanks for this program. Like I said, if it wasn't from this program, it's hard to tell what I'd be out there doing right now. So this is giving me more structure in my life and just showing me a different way of living. So I just want to say thank you to everybody that was behind it too.
This is Jeff Mongold speaking again. I want to say thanks for the program and the opportunity to give back to the community and do something good, make a change in our lives, and maybe set an example for other people to want to do good too and maybe change their lives. And just thank everybody involved, and we're going to do big things here with the Community Ambassadors Program.
And that's what I love hearing. We're going to do great things with the Community Ambassador Program. You know, a lot of people just need a chance. They just need an opportunity, and these men have gotten it. I think it makes a big difference when you know that somebody cares. And when they show that they care, that results in genuine, unique concern. And I know you're concerned because this is a great community. And there's somebody that's out there listening. You may be wondering, how in the world can I get involved? I got a person, a family member, and they're out of control. They're out of mind, out of sight. I don't know where they is, where they're at. I don't know what to do. Well, first and foremost, I would say pray. But don't just pray. Put your prayers into some working clothes. And don't put them down. Encourage them. Let them know it's not going to always be like this here. And I'm not saying there should not be the absence of tough love. There needs to be some tough love. You know, even in this program, there's some tough love. Yes, you have to be on time. You have to work at having a reasonable attitude and doing what you ask. It's so important. And so we want to not replace the judges and try to judge people and make them feel like they can't do it. You know, there's an old saying, a winner never quits and a quitter never wins. And so we want to encourage one another. And I'm encouraged to know that these brothers are on now the good foot. And that's what it's all about, making a difference in that. And so we're so excited about it. So don't give up on anybody. Don't give up on anybody. Don't give up on anybody, because helping somebody does make a difference. It does make a difference. You know, I like to just tell you personally that there's times and there's days where I get discouraged. There's times where I get tired. There's times where I even cry. But, you know, it's listening to men such as these who've shared their story and their testimony that gives me great hope, that gives me encouragement. I know that there are some real, caring, meaningful people out here, you know? And I know that I may at times can't express that to everybody, but I want to let each and everybody know that is connected with me in one way or form or fashion that I love you, I care about you, and I appreciate you, and I thank you for what you're doing. There's times we all go through and we don't quite know how we're going to make it, but somehow breakthrough comes. And breakthrough is what it takes for us to experience a new beginning. These men have experienced breakthrough in their life because, no, they not with a hammer and a chisel, they broke out of incarceration, no, but by determination and completion of an empowerment class, they broke through barriers that hindered them, and they successfully graduated to another level in their life. And they're on the way. They're on the way in a very successful way to make a difference. And so we want to continue to lift them up, and that's what we plan on doing here. And we want you to know that we're going to continue to be, and also this program. Straight Talk is for real. We want to keep it straight with you, and we want you to keep it straight with us. And if you ever feel that there's anything you'd like to share with us, just give us a call, 347-850-1598, and we'll be more than glad to talk with you. Or send us your letter. We'll be more than glad to read your letter, to listen to what you have to say to us via letter. You can write us at P.O. Box 214, Harrisonburg, Virginia, 22803. And we just want to say that makes no difference what's going on. We're going to be able to stand together. We're going to be able to stand together and weather the storm, stand in the shine, or even just enjoy the freshness of a brand new day. That's what we're going to do. So, regardless of what goes on in politics, what goes on in a corporate setting, what goes on in a religious setting, educational or social, just remember above all that God is in control and that prayer changes things. And we're going to stand together to see how we can completely enhance one another. And whether it's evil systems of government that seek to hinder and prevent people and try to pass laws that exclude people instead of include people, we're going to pray that those systems can be exposed and changed and dethroned, and that responsible men and women can be in leadership positions that can help make a difference. Yes, that's what we want, and that's what we need. And we will work toward that effort tirelessly to see, to no avail, that change come. Change come. And I believe that that's what it takes. And I'm just going to close out with something that I encourage the men. What I do every time I go to the jail, it's called the Peace Pledge. And the Peace Pledge is something that is very, very important. And they take it seriously. And I want to encourage you as you listen to it to take it seriously as well. Because as you listen to this Peace Pledge, it's exactly about that. It's about you having peace in your life. You having peace in your life. And so this is what it says. It says, I will adhere to my personal development goals by working on myself inside and out to develop, grow, and change. Literally, I will work on my issues, concerns, hurt, pains, and goals. I will, with support and assistance, strive to develop the tools necessary for me to become a better person. I will welcome growth within myself by acknowledging that I am becoming better every day, one day at a time. So this has been Stan Macklin with Straight Talk. And remember, don't allow the outlook, but it's the uplook that makes a difference. Have a beautiful day.